Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
Welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by DraftKings. The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend. A game this big deserves a big prize, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs with their Super Bowl prediction pool. How's that for big? All you have to do to get your share of these big prizes is enter DraftKings' free Super Bowl prediction challenge. Once you submit your picks, you'll get a free instant prize up to $25,000. And if you have the most predictions correct, you could win the top prize of $1 million. Download the DraftKings app. Use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl prediction challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details. It is quarter number two at a Keystone Kickoff Show. That means we welcome in Ross Tucker for Tucker's Take. Mr. Ross, how are you doing, buddy?
You know what, Jim? I'm doing awesome, man. I am doing absolutely awesome. Love talking with you. Love talking Penn State football. I'm glad they got that DN they got to finish up the recruiting class, which is excellent. We got the Super Bowl coming up. I'm ready to rock and roll.
Fantastic. We are going to talk Super Bowl, but first, I'd be remiss if I didn't ask you, Ross, about Will Levis transferring. Last week, we recorded right before Will Levis announced he was hitting the transfer portal. My question to you on this is he going to go somewhere and make Penn State fans really regret him leaving?
I think there's a chance of that. I think he's got a lot of physical ability. He's big, he's strong, he's got a strong arm. You know, I know people have told me that if you go to a Penn State practice and you just watched the guys throw the ball, when you look at their size and how they throw it, Will Levis is the one that would jump out to you. Will Levis is the one that you'd say, that's the NFL prospect. That's the guy that has a chance to do something in the pros, because he is very big and he can really throw the football. I mean, he is impressive in terms of the velocity he can put on the ball. However, there is more to playing the position than just that. You know who wouldn't jump out to you that much? Drew Brees or Tom Brady. You know, they wouldn't jump out to you with, you know, it's not like Tom Brady's really thick and powerful or whatever. So the position is about more than just size, speed, and arm strength. But certainly, and I don't know Will Levis, I've never met him in my life, but certainly the physical ability is really there for him. And, you know, Jim, I kind of understand this. You know, I am sure there are some FBS schools he can go to where they will essentially promise him the starting job, or basically tell him, look, you're going to be our starter. You know, we're not going to say it publicly, but you're going to start here. And that's not the case for Penn State. And, you know, I know people can say, well, he should, you know, he should compete and he should win the job. Yeah, but, you know, that might be an uphill battle for him. Clifford's got a lot more experience than he does. It would be an absolute battle. And even if he did win it, he'd kind of always be looking over his shoulder if he didn't play that well. And, you know, these guys all have an extra year of eligibility now. So Clifford theoretically could be the Penn State quarterback for two more years. And I don't think Levis wants to wait. I think Levis wants to go somewhere else and have a chance to start for two or three years. And I absolutely think he will have opportunities. Like, I don't know. He's from Connecticut, right? I'm pretty confident he's probably better than whoever Connecticut has as the quarterback. And he could go there and start for 3 years and have a chance to, you know, greatly improve his NFL stock, as opposed to maybe being behind Clifford for 2 years. You know, you can make an argument that Tommy Stephens transferred too late. And that by the time Tommy Stephens transferred, he only had 1 year at Mississippi State, and it wasn't enough to really show what he could do.
I agree with you. I don't blame Will Levis at all for leaving. My real quick follow-up question, though, is new offensive coordinator coming in. I thought that might mean clean slate, might mean equal footing in competition. The fact that Will Levis left, do you think that means the offensive coordinator already was tying his wagon to Sean Clifford?
No, I don't think so. I it's way premature to say that. I don't think that at all. I think Levis just knows at best he'd be competing with Clifford at best. So why would you have, let's just say it's even, Jim, it's 50-50. Why would, you know, in his mind, why does he want to have a 50-50 shot against Clifford when I'm sure there are places where he knows he'll be the starter? He needs experience. He needs to play. You know, he doesn't – his issues, I think, relate to feel for the position, the mental part of it. He just needs the reps. Like, he needs a couple years as a starter, I think, to be an NFL prospect.
Gotcha. All right, let's shift to Super Bowl talk. Since it is Super Bowl week, we are going to talk about Penn State players. But I'd be remiss not to ask you, Ross, you got a chance to play with Tom Brady. And I looked this up. It was 15 years ago that you played with Tom Brady. And here it is, 15 years later, he's back in the Super Bowl. What is it about that guy that makes him so good and so good for so long?
Well, what I would tell you, Jim, is, and I say this with all sincerity, and I say this reverently, the guy is a total psychopath. he lives his life differently than other people. I've probably told the story before, but the thing, I mean, he's the best beer chugger I've ever seen. The intensity he had when he went to pay for my ribs one night, when I went up to go over and pay and he came running over, it is just intense. But the thing you need to know, in 18 years of playing football, all but one as an offensive lineman, I never played with a quarterback that cared nearly as much about the quarterback center snap as he does. And this is an OTAs and training camp. When I was playing center, he'd come in the huddle, he'd look at me, and he'd say, "Okay, Ross, you and me, great snap first, great snap first." And I nod to him. In my head, though, Jim, and I'm 25, 26. I've started 25 games. I've played 5 and 6 years. But in my head, I'm thinking, "Okay, Tom, okay, I'm going to have a good snap here." But in his psycho mind, right, the perfect snap where the ball hits the top hand of the quarterback, right, that perfect snap gives him a millisecond to get back from center faster, a millisecond to look at the defense a little bit better, a millisecond to get the ball out of his hands faster so it can be a little bit more accurate. He just, other quarterbacks, but yeah, let's do quarterback center Shane. Yeah, all right, good snap, whatever. He doesn't live his life that way. He lives his life trying to get better at anything and everything every second of every day. I really learned a lot from it.
Well, that is fascinating that you're able to differentiate this guy so much from everyone else. We still have a few minutes left. I did want to talk to you about the Penn State players who are going to be in this Super Bowl. Fortunately, several of them are offensive linemen. Specifically, we've got Stefan Wisniewski playing with the Chiefs. And we've got Donovan Smith, who's turned into a very good NFL player with Tampa Bay. And A.Q. Shipley, he's on the roster. I don't know, is he injured? Is he going to play, Ross? Tell us about these Penn State players, these offensive linemen. And then, of course, we have Chris Godwin, the receiver.
Yeah, so it's interesting. 3 second-round picks and 1 seventh-round pick. A.Q. Shipley is injured. He will not play. He's starting his coaching career. He's had an amazing playing career. Amazing. Double-digit years for a six-foot offensive lineman who was cut by the Steelers out of training camp after they drafted him in the seventh round. But he showed he can get it done at both center and guard. Very smart, very tough. And that's the thing I tell people all the time. Those are the characteristics that you need more than people realize in the NFL. It's the same reason why Stefan Wisniewski has played double-digit years in the NFL. Very smart, very tough. And the funny thing is, they're both center guard types, Jim. They're me. That's who I was. Now, they are, you could either argue that they were a little bit better than me, or maybe they stayed healthier. You know, I'd like to think I could have played double-digit years if I didn't have the neck injury after the back surgery, you know, the herniated disc in my neck and bruised spinal cord. But they are guys that can get the job done for you at center and guard. You probably maybe would rather have somebody a little bit more gifted, a little bit more talented, but they're rock solid. And Wisniewski's going to start again. This will be his third Super Bowl starting when he came in because somebody else got hurt or didn't play well. You know, he's always the guy that they always bring in, and he plays when you need him. So watch Wisniewski at right guard starting for the Chiefs. Donovan Smith is a totally different animal. Donovan Smith is a very, very gifted player who I think at times is a little bit of an underachiever and a little bit lazy. Now, look, he's been very durable. He deserves a lot of credit for that. I don't think he's one of the top half of the league at left tackle, but he's durable and he's good enough. I think he could be even better. I was frustrated with him his last year at Penn State. I get frustrated watching him in the NFL a little bit because he's very gifted, very gifted. And then Chris Godwin is sort of a combination where he's very gifted and talented, but he also is a grinder who I think is maxing out the ability that he has as a player. You know, the Bucs have a lot of weapons, so his numbers are a little bit down this year. But Godwin is an absolute star. And that's what you need. You need the smart and tough like Wisniewski and Shipley with the physical ability of Godwin and Donovan Smith. You put them together, that's how you get a star like what Chris Godwin, I think, is in the NFL.
Real quick, do you want to make your Super Bowl pick? Chiefs are a 3.5-point favorite according to DraftKings.
Yeah, I think it's like 27-24, Chiefs, something like that.
All right, that is it for Tucker's Tape. Stick around. We've got your questions next when we ask Ross.
The 55th Super Bowl is this weekend, and DraftKings, the official daily fantasy sports partner of Super Bowl 55, has up to $55 million in total prizes up for grabs. Download the DraftKings app and use code KSN to enter the free $55 million Super Bowl Prediction Challenge. Everyone gets an instant prize up to $25,000 just for playing. That's code KSN only at DraftKings, the official daily fantasy partner of Super Bowl 55. Terms, conditions, and eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross-check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.